I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. We've been celebrating the music of the Neville brothers and the life of the late saxophonist Charles Neville. Charles was a transcendent person, living many lives during his six decades of playing music as a member of one of New Orleans' most revered musical families, the Neville brothers. Early on, Charles was in a traveling band with the Rabbit Foot Minstrels, later played the French Quarter Clubs. He went on to integrate the prison band at Angola Penitentiary, joined with Big Chief Jolly of the Wild Chapatulas to make Mardi Gras Indian funk, and backed up other greats like Johnny Ace, Big Maybelle, and B.B. King. But he first heard his musical calling at home with his brothers, Art, Aaron, and Cyril. He told me what made family life special.
There was no TV. And so when people came to visit, someone brought an instrument. And so whatever the gathering was, it turned into a musical kind of celebration. And, dancing was really a group and even a family kind of thing that could be done.
This Valence Street neighborhood sounds almost like a family and kids paradise.
Yeah, it really was. And, aside from the people in the family, there were entertainers who lived in the immediate area as well that we got to know. Yeah, it was very segregated, but also the neighborhood we lived in was mixed. Like when we lived in the Calio Project, there was it was an Italian-owned store, and my grandmother worked for that family. So we got to know the people in that family. So there was like mixing and mingling, unless if we were being observed by outsiders, then we had to keep the image of separation.
This is amazing to imagine that this level of intimacy within this segregated world.
Part of the separation thing was that the law, it was actually against the law for black and white musicians or entertainers to perform together in New Orleans and probably all over the South. And, there were white musicians who went to jail from the Dewdrop for being caught on stage with the black bands. There was a club we played at in the French Quarter. After hours, when the joint closed, the guy would close the door, put the closed sign on, lock the door, and patrons, people would stay in, and the black and white musicians would get on stage and jam.
Wow.
Until the sun came up.
So they had to close the door, make it unofficial, unpublic, to then do what people were just going to probably do naturally.
Right.
Reality is a word some people don't understand. They make their whole life living on make-believe land.
I don't know if it was the early 60s or late 50s when the Playboy Club came to New Orleans. And I got the gig at the Playboy Club with Lil' Snooks. We had a trio, myself, Snooks Eglin, and a drummer, Clarence Brown, who played with Fats Domino for many years. It was still against the law for black and white patrons to be in the same place, but that was a private key club, so they couldn't stop that.
So wake up, oh, wake up, and face reality.
I think you were the first brother to actually get out of New Orleans and play in the early 50s. You had a band you toured with, the House Rockers.
Yeah, Gene Franklin and his House Rockers. It was playing with these seasoned musicians who I could ask questions of, what do I do on this tune? And kind of explaining how to play in harmony with him and how to voice lead parts and how to follow the singer and how to play in between the words the singers were singing. But then there was also the dealing with the racism traveling on the road in the South as well.
Get a little brace shot, hack and sack. What a little twist.
Let me ask you about playing with the brothers. I mean, is there an advantage to working with a band of brothers?
There's a definite advantage to working with the band of brothers. My uncle called about doing the recording of Wild Chapatulas, and I went down and we went in the studio and just started playing. And it happened. The music came out like magic, and there was this blend. We didn't have to talk about, who's going to take the third? Who's going to take the fifth? We just sang together, and it blended. we start off and the energy is flowing through us on stage, and then from us it goes out into the audience, flows through the people, and it comes back to us. And, you know, that's like just the greatest feeling. You know, I played with other bands where the music was great and the feeling was great, but nothing like playing with the family.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.